Chapter 4. Rest and Realization. After a few hours' rest on the squashy sofa, a hot Epsom salt lick bath and a hearty meal of carroty potato mash, Daring Do was feeling much better. The pony adventurer was more than ready to get started on her search for Brumby Clover Patch and the mysterious cloud city he had discovered long ago. Just the notion of the treasured Halo of Cirrostrata had the young pony making all sorts of speculations about what exactly the item could be and whether or not it was all that the ponies up there were hiding. It was always possible that this guy Brumby had made the entire thing up. But something deep inside her gut told her she could trust the facts. Either way, Brumby's story was intriguing, and Daring Do longed to know more. She just hoped she'd be able to find him and pry some answers out. From the little information she had to go on, a few letters to Ravenhoof and an old photograph, it might be difficult to recognise him, especially since he didn't want to be found anymore. Daring had fallen asleep studying the photo, and now it was permanently committed to her memory. The shot was faded and only in black and white, but just from this one look she could tell Brumby was cut from the same unique cloth as she, a true adventurer with the world as his oyster. The burly stallion had a frizzy mane, long sideburns and a twinkle in his eyes. He had an interesting style of clothing. Brumby sported a shiny top hat and a striped waistcoat, almost as if he were a time traveller visiting from the early days of Equestria. On his lapel sat a shiny pin in the shape of a crest. It was hard to make out, but the etching on it looked like a hot air balloon. When Daring Do had pointed it out to Ravenhoof, he'd put on his glasses and brought it close to his face.
"Aeronauts Society," he'd proclaimed with a nod. "Clover Patch must have bought it at an antiques market. He always was a big fan of the history of Earth Pony flight."
Daring Do wasn't sure what to do with the information, but it seemed important, so she scribbled down the details in her notebook for later. Then she got back to work on packing her things. She hated to be idle for too long and would hopefully be on her way towards Cirrostrata that very night.
"Do you think that'll tide you over?" A.B. Ravenhoof pointed to the provisions on the desk. He bit his lip in concern and took a sip of tea. In addition to the information he had on Brumby, he'd managed to rustle up a pair of high-altitude weatherproof goggles, some chewing gum, a store of crusty bread, and all the apple biscuits that were left in the cupboard. It was too bad he'd lost his detailed map of the Unicorn Mountain Range. Come to think of it, he hadn't seen it in years. "This is more than enough to get me to the mountains and to the town of Alto Terre." Daring Do nodded, surveying the stores. "It should only be a 3-day journey if I fly the whole way." "Surely you aren't planning that, with your bad wing and all?"
Daring could see the unease in the old pony's eyes. He was becoming soft in his old age. She put a hoof on the professor's shoulder. "Don't worry about me, Rave. I'll be fine." Daring was always more concerned about finding the object of her desire than bothering with silly logistics. Things like food and water always had a way of working themselves out. "You really think Clover Patch is still living there?"
"Well, it's the last place he was seen," said Ravenhoof, pulling out his hanky and starting to wring it nervously. "But, as with all adventurers, you never can be sure they'll stay in one spot for too long. In fact, I think I am going to abandon this place today. How about you come with me to Horseshoe Bay instead? I think I have a new lead on the crystal sphere of Cumn."
"That is tempting, but Cirrostrata can't wait." Daring Do looked out of the window to the sky. She felt the excitement rising in her chest.
"If you insist," Ravenhoof sighed.
sure it was true that he had seen just as many horrors throughout his adventures as she had, but sometimes he felt protective of her. Throughout her career, Daring Do had often come to him seeking his advice, even though she was anything but fragile. In the time Ravenhoof had known her, Daring had come such a long way. He was very proud of her, almost like she was a daughter. He recalled the time a few years before when Daring had trouble overcoming her deep, dark, secret fear of fish. The churning, piranha-filled moat surrounding the Dark Tower was proving to be a major hindrance in her quest to reach the Radiant Shield of Razdon, which was hidden deep inside its corridors. At the time, Daring Do was desperate. She didn't know if she could even fly over the waters without completely freezing up and falling in. She'd visited Ravenhoof, and he'd coached her through it. In the end, she had conquered her fears and retrieved the shield with ease.
"How about I come with you?"
Ravenhoof joked. They both knew he didn't mean it. The fact that he was an earth pony would not be helpful in trying to locate a city in the sky, not to mention his advancing age. No, this was a journey that Daring Do must make alone. "The next time I visit you, I promise it will be for longer," Daring Do assured him, stepping out onto Ravenhoof's porch. "A real visit. I am sure I'll have lots of secrets to reveal about Cirra Strata, and a brand new treasure to deliver too. The halo." Daring Do slung her bag over her body, popped on her helmet, and took off into the dusty sky.